Today, these hunters are after mule deer because they know the habits and behavior of their game. They recognize an area where the deer might be present. Time to load up. Each hunter keeps his safety on, finger off the trigger, until ready to shoot. They've spotted a deer, but he doesn't linger. Something's moving in the trees. It might be the buck. Would you shoot? Not these hunters. They know it's essential to identify their target before they fire. In this case, it's another hunter who isn't wearing blaze orange.
I think it's a misconception that they think that the animals can see them and they just don't want to wear blaze orange. They feel like they stand out like a sore thumb, and they really do, and that's because people need to see them.
Biologists have determined in their studies that deer and other big game animals really can't see colors as we see them. The rods and cones in their eyes result in shades of gray. And about the only thing some of these animals can really detect is movement.
Many states and provinces require hunters to wear the highly visible color, and for good reason.
Blaze orange was developed as it's a color that's not found in nature. And because of this, we've been able to, in the last couple of decades, reduce accidents related to identification by at least 50%.
44, 45 states require blaze orange of some type to be worn. And although it's not mandated, like I said, in Texas for private land, it's highly recommended. And we want those people to be out there and to be highly visible.
They check to make sure the area is clear beyond the target. This hunter knows where to aim to bring down a deer with one shot. Like all ethical hunters, his goal is a swift kill.